Today's shir is Masechta Brachos, Daf Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Vav and Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Sheidei B'Chaveroi. If somebody knows about his friend, Shuraga Liten LeSholem, that his friend always gives him Sholem. Yagdim LeSholem, you should give him first Sholem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Bachesh. Shalom v'retfeyu. Look for shalom. V'mnesalai. And somebody gave you shalom. And you, v'loi hechsen, you haven't responded. Nikra gazlan. You are considered a gazlan. Shneim, as the pasuk says, v'atem bi'artem hakerem, you have burnt the vineyard. Gezeles ha'oni b'v'teichem. What you stole from ani is in your house. So, the Mefarshim ask, aren't we supposed to give shalom to everyone? The Mashah asked this question. So, the Mashah answers, there are certain people that you know don't give you shalom. And therefore, since you know they don't give you shalom, you're not obligated to give them shalom. But a person who you know always gives you shalom, you're obligated to give him shalom. Not only are you obligated to give him shalom, you should always be the first to give the shalom. The Inyan Yaakov takes it a step further. Beautiful pshat. The Inyan Yaakov says what the Gemara means to say is, you have a person that you always give shalom to, but as sometimes it happens, you get into a dispute with that individual. Teaches us the Gemara that you should still be the first to stick out your hand to make shalom. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Rabbi Yosi. Nayin shaKadosh Baruch Hu mispalel. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu davens? Shneimar v'voisim al hakotchi v'simachtem v'beis tefilosi. Tefilosam loy nemar. It doesn't say their tefilah, ela tefilosi, my tefilah. Mikan, from here we see shaKadosh Baruch Hu mispalel that the Kadosh Baruch Hu davens. And of course, we need to understand, what does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu davens? Davening means that we're asking Hashem for something that we don't have, that we need. What's pshat that Kadosh Baruch Hu's mispalel? So one pshat that the Goyim suggest is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu to say that tefillah. He said, V'yav Hashem apon v'yikra, Hashem kerach v'chanan erach paim v'rav chesed v'emes. So what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispalel. What that means to say is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us the Nusach HaTfilah. The Rashba explains as follows. He says, a human being is a complex creation. We have very many different desires. We have many different characteristics that make us up. So what the Gemara means to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what the Gemara means to say is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mispalel that we should take the different koiches that he put into us and use those koiches for avodas Hashem. So the tefillah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is that I know who the human being is, and I who knows who the human being is. I'm trying to control that this human being should come out well. Says the Gemara, my matzli. So what is the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm Rav Zotra Batovya, I'm a Rav. Yerotzul Fana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, may it be my will. Sheikh B'Shirachmi is Kasi, I should be able to control my anger. V'goyle Rachmei Amoidoisai, from all of my midas, the midas HaRachmim should prevail. V'snag Imoni in B'nei midas Rachmim, and therefore I should be able to work with my children with the Midas Rachmim, the Konis Lehem, and I should be able to work with them with Fnim, Mishuras Hadin. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Am Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was the Kohen Gadol. And he says, Pamachas nechnasti lahakdik Toras Lefnai Lefnim. On Yom Kippur, as we know, is the avoid of the Kohen Gadol. He walks into the Lefnai Lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to do the avoid of the with the Ketiris, v'risi akasriel ka shem tzvakos, and I met akasriel shem tzvakos. there's a very big machloikus. Who is Akasriel? The Shita holds that Akasriel means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of his primary proofs that it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the halach is V'kol Adam La'yeh. The pasuk says V'kol Adam La'yeh Ba'ol Moed B'voy L'chapa B'kodesh Atzeisoy. No one may be in the Kodesh Kodashim when the Kohen Gadol goes in, not even a malach. So it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others, the Rav Sadia Goyin, are of the opinion that it means there was a malach. Nobody could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shuyosho Kisei Rav Nisa, I saw HaKasriel sitting on the Kisei Rav Nisa Amalei, Yishmol B'ni Barcheini. He asked me, give me a bracha. Amati Eloi, so I said to him, Yirotzon Fanecha, Shiyish Chavashu Rachmeches Kascha, the Rachmanos should prevail over the Kas, V'yigoyle Rachamecha Amidosecha, the Midas HaRachman should prevail, V'snaig in Bonecha B'Midas HaRachman, and you should work with us with Midas HaRachman, V'tikonis Lufanei B'Shur HaSadin, and you should go with us Lufnim B'Shur HaSadin, V'ninina Elibarosh, and he agreed. So what do we see from this Gemara? It says the Belzer Rebbe, that does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need our bracha? Says the Belzer Rebbe, you know what pshat in the Gemara is? The biggest bracha we could give HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when we, his children, are blessed. That is the biggest nachas we could give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And indeed, says the Gemara Kamash Malon, we learn from this entire episode, Shleitei Birchas Kedyut Kalabei Necha. The bracha of a hedyut, just of a regular individual, everybody is a hedyut. Connect when we compare him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That person, bracha, should not be insignificant. I saw a pshat from Rabbi Yehuda Rabinovich. He says, we know that Rabbi Shmuel was a hedyut because he said that the halacha is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to read by a candle. But the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, a Talmud Chochem is allowed to because he usually doesn't fix the candle. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishmol, the Gemara says Yishmol ben Elisha, Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Af Yud Beis Amar Beis, teaches us that Rabbi Shmuel thought that he could read by the candle and not be concerned, and he ended up moving the candle. So we see that what did Rabbi Shmuel feel about himself? Rabbi Shmuel felt about himself that he is a hedyut, that he's not important. He's not too important not to move the candle. That's the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for his bracha. I saw another pshat that we think that what is a bracha? A bracha is supposed to be that we get wish that we should grow in ruchnius, that we should grow in Talmud Torah. Says the Gemara, Al tahi birchas kedyut kal beinecha. The bracha of a hedyut. What does a hedyut give a bracha for? By hedyut, what's important is gashmius. But gashmius is also important. You know why gashmius is important? Because we use that gashmius for avodas Hashem. How do we know that we shouldn't try to appease someone when he's angry? The ksiv, pana yelechu, the pasuk says, Hashem says, my face will go away. V'alichoyselach, amal kadosh baruch hu, hamtenli at shiav r'ponim shalzam, wait until I, so to speak, have yochel calm down, v'niachloch. And the mefarshim give a number of reasons why indeed this is the halacha. Rashi explains that while the person is angry, trying to appease him won't work. He's not ready to listen. Another pshat that the Rabbeinu Yonah suggests is that, on contrary, if you try to appease a person when he's angry, it's only going to get him angrier. It's going to be counterproductive. The Miri, along the same lines, says that if somebody tries to appease someone when he's angry at him, he's really showing that I'm not really thinking about what I'm doing. Because if I was thinking about what I was doing, I would know now is not the right time. The Medrash Shmuel says that We know there's a nisav lefnei evil esita michshol. So if you try to calm down someone when he's angry at you, and as we've been discussing, he will only get angrier and curse you more, and cursing a Jew, of course, is an iser, and therefore, don't cause that Jew should be over the iser of cursing another Jew, which of course is a very serious aveira. Especially if he uses Hashem's name when he curses you. Ask the Gemara, Omi ischa rischa kamei dekutsh baruchu. Does that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? Says the Gemara, in, yes. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, V'keil zoyem b'kol yoyim. Pasuk can tell him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. Says the Gemara, V'kam zamay. For how long does that last? Rega. Says the Gemara, it takes a second, a moment. Echad mechameshes ribua, v'shmoinim, alof v'shmoinim, mez shmoinim b'shah. 158,888th part of an hour. V'zui rega, there's a machloikis, it's anywhere from a 16th of a second to a quarter of a second. V'ein kaberi yuchay l'chavanai s'shah. No one can figure out exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, chutz mi Bilam HaRosha. The only one that was able to figure it out was Bilam HaRosha. The Ksibei, V'yedei Adas Elyon. And the Gemara makes the point. Hashta, Das Behemta Lo Yavayoda. We find that Bilam could not even figure out how his animal's mind work. Because we know the story that when Bilam was going to Balak to curse Klai Yisrael, so they saw him riding on a donkey. So they asked him, why are you riding on a donkey, not on a horse? You'll get there quicker if you ride on a horse. So Bilam said that his horse is not in the mood of him traveling. So the donkey answered, Haloya noichi asancha, you always ride on me. Don't say that you don't usually use me. So Bilam says, yes, I use you, but I use you for carrying loads. I don't use you for riding. So Asan didn't let him get away. And he said to him, Asher rechaft alai, you always ride on me. So Bilam said, no, it was a coincidence, not usual. So Asan said, Mi oitchav ad hayom hazeh, you always ride on me. And the Asan also said, and you also cohabit with me. So we see that Bilam couldn't stand up to his Asan, Das Elyon Havayoda, so he could stand up and know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and Melamed must, he knows what Hashem is thinking, when the Pasuk says, V'yedei Das Elyon, Ela Melamed must be sure Yedei L'chavan Oysa Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyispa. He knew how to figure out when is the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. V'hayin the Amalun Novel Yisrael, and that's what the Novi says, Ami, Zuchon Amayot Balak Ben Melech. Remember what Balak tried to do, and the pasuk concludes, "L'man de tzitkos Hashem." Am Rav Elazar, Am Alam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Du'u kamet tzedakos asisi imechem. Recognize all the tzedak I did with you. Shlo ka'asti b'mei Bilam HaRosha. All of the days of Bilam HaRosha, I never get angry. Shel moli kasti. Were I to get angry those days, l'neshtayim esenem sheYisrael sar lepolot, there would be nobody left from Klal Yisrael. V'hainu the kamaloi. Bilam lebilak, Bilam lebalak, and that's exactly what Bilam said to Balak. Ma ekoiv lekava kael. How could I curse if Hashem doesn't want them cursed? O ma'azam lezoam Hashem. And how could I try to do something if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to get angry? Melamed. From here we see shekol asim yomim lezoam. All those days HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. Says the Gemara. So, the kama zamay, how long does a HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry for? Rega, a moment. The kama rega, omer rav oven vitema rav avina, rega kememri. The amount of time it says it takes to say the word rega, that's the amount of time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. So Tosfos asked the famous question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry for such a small fraction of a second, as we said, a quarter of a second, a 16th of a second, what could have Bilam said in that amount of time? So Tosfos answers that he could have said one word, Kalein, destroy them. The other teretz that Tosfos gives is that Bilam could have started saying a curse. And once Bilam would have started saying the curse, then the curse would continue, even after that moment passed. And the Paiskim use this concept that the Gemara says regarding an interesting Shaila. We know that we're going to learn tomorrow, Shir, the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Shaila of Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, quoting the Arizal, says that once somebody was in, he speaks about the following situation. He says, somebody was in shul, davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, and then after they finished davening, and the people left, he stays in shul still to say Tehillim. So he says, the Beis Yaakov, that it's considered not only how great it is for a person to say Tehillim, but it's considered as if that Tehillim was said Tefillah B'Tzibur. Why? Because he said it as a continuation of the Tefillah. And since he could set it as a continuation of the Tefillah, it's considered like Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Tshuvas, Shas Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, from the Kozel Gavarov, says sometimes people begin saying Shachris right before the end of Zman Tefillah. And they don't finish davening until the Zman Tefillah has passed. Says the Eretz Tzvi, based on our Gemara, that maybe it would be considered as if he davened Shachris in the proper time. Why? Because since, like Tosfos says, once you begin in the proper time, it continues. Here too, since they began davening before the Zman Tefillah, it is considered as if he davened during the Zman Tefillah. The Eish Lavrom says the same psak regarding somebody who started davening Mincha before the Shkia and then didn't complete the davening of Mincha, that's considered as if he davened before the Shkia. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if one starts Shemana Esrei before the Sof Zman Tefillah, it's considered Tefillah B'Zmano. The Mishnah Brura, and the same would be for Krishma, based on this line of reasoning, that if somebody began Krishma before the Sof Zman Krishma, even though he doesn't complete it before the Sof Zman Krishma, it should be considered a davened before the Zman Krishma. The Mishnah Brura disagrees. And the Mishnah Brura says that Tosfos is saying a good vart, but we can't use Tosfos's vart to prove la'aloch l'maisa that it's considered as if you davened Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's as if you davened Tefillah B'Zmano, or you said Kriyishma B'Zman. Certainly, everybody agrees that you can't say it the other way. What do I mean? Let's say you'd started davening before the Zman, and then you finish, but you finish when it's already within the Zman. Nobody would consider that as having davened properly in the right Zman. Here we're only speaking about when you began in the Zman, and you completed before the Zman is up. And you've completed after this man is up, which is the case that Tosfos discussed, not the other way around. So the Yarish Devash says, what's pshat that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry those days? If the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that he gets angry every day for that moment, what happened? So the Yarish Devash explains that the entire story of Bilam happened during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And one of the great things of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's part of the process of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But I saw a different sefer, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he actually does on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And part of what he does on behalf of Klal Yisrael is that even though it's part of the creation of the world, it's part of the way the world works, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, he doesn't get angry during when he knows it's going to be a detriment to Klal Yisrael. That he would never do. Says the Gemara, no longer Rega Rosach. How do we know that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for this Rega? Shnema, Rega bi'apoi chayim b'tzoynoi. V'boi se'ema, mihocha, the Pasuk says, chavi kamat Rega, hide for this Rega, ad yavazom, until I calm down. Ask the Gemara v'emes Rosach, when is that moment? Says the Gemara, Amabai, b'hani t'lasha k'maisa, during the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chivr kabos of the Tanagola, when the comb on the top of the rooster's head gets pale, the koyachat kara, and it stands on 1 foot. Ask the Gemara, kol shata v'shata namikoy hachi. It happens throughout the day. Answers the Gemara, kol shata, the rest of the day, isbe shirai kisamke, the red streaks in this comb. By he shata lesbe shirai kisamke, during that time, there are no red combs in the head of the rooster. So sort of Taras Chaim explains that the Karbolos of the Tanagol represents the crown. And what it means is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that I made people kings in the world, I gave people power in the world, and they abuse that power, which is represented by the crown, when I see that they abuse that power, that's when I get angry. And that's what the Gemara continues to say. Hahu mina dava b'shvusa de b'shub ben Levi. There was this heretic who lived in the neighborhood of b'shub ben Levi, vava kometzale tuve b'kro, and he used to, because he was an apikiris, he used to tease Rabbi b'shub ben Levi. Yamachad, so one day Rabbi b'shub shokel tanigal took a rooster, vukman b'kari de arsa, and he put it by the legs of his bed, and he kept on looking, sover, because he said, kimata aishata, when the rooster's crown pales, that's the moment, va'alte, I will curse him. Kimata aishata, when that moment came, nayim, he fell asleep. Omar, so this person knew that nothing is coincidental. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that he should fall asleep at that moment, it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because V'rachmav Kamasuksiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus. V'ksiv, he doesn't want Midas Adin. V'ksiv, and the Pasuk also says, V'gam onish l'tzadik loytoiv, that a tzadik should cause bad for a person is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So Mefarshim ask, if everybody could figure out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, so what was so special about Bilam? So Mefarshim answer, everybody else had to look at the crown of the rooster. Bilam was able to do it without looking at the crown of the rooster. Says the Gemara, Hutz Doiki. Says the Gemara, Tana Mishmed Rameya, B'shasha Chama Zerachas, when the sun comes out, they all put on their crowns. They bow down to the sun. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Because he is angry that they're abusing their power. They're using a power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares from his power to give it to them, to give it to human beings, to use for positive, and they use it for the negative. That's what gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. Says the Gemara. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yosi. Toiv mardus achas b'libo shel adam. It's good that if a person by himself recognizes that he has to act better, yos mekama malchus, more than or the malchus that he can receive. Because the Pasuk says, shenemar, v'rotves mehava. So he runs after other people. It's a Pasuk talking about how Klai Yisrael leaves their husband, Kavi Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and runs after others. But then it says, V'omra, Eilch v'shuv el isha rishin, I'll go back to my original husband, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, ki toiv li oiz ma'ata, I'm better off there. V'shlok Hashem emos v'mei malchus, shenema, tachas gar m'meiva, v'hakus k'sul meivin. It's better that a smart person should recognize what to do more than hitting a fool 100 times. V'am Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yosi. Shloish dvarim bikish moish l'fanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan loy. Moshe Rabbeinu requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu three things, and he was given them. Bikesh Shetish Shechina Yisrael. He requested that the Shechina should be on Klal Yisrael. V'nasan Loi. Shenem V'aloi B'lech Tachay Mani. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go with us. The next request was, Bikesh Loi Tish Shechina Loi V'Kachavim. It should not be on any other nation. V'nasan Loi Shenemar V'neflinu Ani V'amach. Klal Yisrael will be separated. So what was the purpose, says the Emes LeYaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu requesting this? Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that Klal Yisrael may act inappropriately, and then if the Shekhinah is in another nation, he'll put his Shekhinah on them and leave it there, and there won't be no more Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to eliminate that issue. And then Bikish Lai did Drak Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to understand the ways of Hashem. V'nasulay, and that too was given to him. Shenem ha'di eini nas trochecha. Amal Lefana, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, v'mna ma yesh tzadik v'tov lo tzadik v'ra loy. Why do we have a tzadik that has a good, and sometimes we have a tzadik that has a bad? Yesh rosh v'tov lo, we have a rosh that has a good, yesh rosh v'ra loy. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, is that Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes brings bad in this world, that you should have good in next world, or vice versa. What his question was, so then all tzaddikim should be treated in the same way, and all Rishoyim should be treated in the same way. Why do we see that some tzaddikim are treated this way, and some Rishoyim are treated a different way? So which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Amalei Moshe, tzaddik v'toiv loy, is a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik ben tzaddik is a tzaddik v'toiv loy. Tzaddik v'raloy is a tzaddik ben rosha. Rosha v'toiv loy is a rosha ben tzaddik. Rosha v'raloy is a rosha ben rosha. So the difference is where the person comes from. And the Mefarshim explain that if a person comes from a tzaddik ben tzaddik, his chinuch is a better chinuch, and that's why he makes a difference, or vice versa. Amamar, tzaddik v'toivloi is a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'raloi is a tzaddik ben rosha. Eini, is that true that if somebody's parents did aveiros, he will suffer? V'ksiv paikin avoin oves al bonim. V'ksiv bonim layom al oves. The first pasuk seems to teach us that we will suffer because of the sins of our parents. The second pasuk says that we will not. So, Remini Kroa Dodi, we ask a stira. Umashinin, and what is the answer? If we follow in their bad ways, then we will suffer. But if we don't follow in their bad ways, then we won't suffer. So, why are we saying that we look at who the parents were? Elach Kamalei. Tzadik v'toivloi, who is the tzadik that has a good? That's the tzadik gomer. Tzadik v'raloi is a tzadik she'ena gomer. Rosha v'toivloi is a rosha she'ena gomer. Rosha v'raloi is a rosha gomer. So the gemara is differentiating how much of a tzadik you are and how much of a rosh you are. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Imre Pinchas. He says the difference between a tzadik who's gomer and a tzaddik she'ena gomer is, tzaddik gomer means somebody who had to learn. Somebody who learned, somebody who worked on themselves is considered a tzaddik gomer. Somebody who it comes easy to is not considered a tzaddik gomer. A pligi to Rav Meir, and this discussion that we just had is contrary to what Rav Meir held. Amar Rav Meir, shtayim nitnu loy. Two requests that he did receive, v'achas noin letin loy. Shnema, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'chanoisi ashe ochoim, apish eno hogen, even if the person is not worthy, sometimes I'll have rachmanos, v'chamtei sesherachem, apish eno hogen. We don't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk says, v'yoyma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo yisuch liras uspanei. Tanim Mishmei Rabbi Shua ben Karka. Kach Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, K'shiritzisi, when I wanted to tell you how I run the world, which means in the time of the story of the Sna, Laritzisa, you didn't want. Achshav she'ata roitza, now that you want, any roitza, now I don't want. Pligid of Shmuel ben Achmeni Amr Rabbi Yonason, Damar Shmuel ben Achmeni Amr Rabbi Yonason, B'shas Cholish, in the Schar that Moshe Rabbeinu did three things by the Sneh, Zochel Cholish. B'schar, V'yasta Moshe Panov, Moshe Rabbeinu had the tznius of not looking at a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zochel classed upon him. His face shined. B'schar Kiyori, he was scared, Zochel V'yir Megeshes Olov. People were scared to come close to him. B'schar Mahabit, that the schar that he didn't look, so the Pasuk says, V'tzmunas Hashem Yabit, he was zoicha to see the Tmunas Hashem. So the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hasroisi es kapi, kaviyokal, I'll remove my hand, V'roisi es achayrei, and you'll see my back. Amar Rav Chama bar Bizda, Amar Rav Shem Chassidi, V'lam Shara HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Kesh Shul Tfilin. In our previous year, we discussed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears the Tfilin, and here, where's tefillin? Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the tefillin he wore. What does that mean? So I sort of Mefarshim explained that we discussed in yesterday's shir, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? It shows the tremendous love and attachment Hashem has to Klal Yisrael. And that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'am Rabbi Yochum Hashem Rabbi Yossi, Kol Diva V'Diva Shiotzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toyva. Anything good HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, afilu al tanai, even if it was set on a condition, lechazbay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never backs out. Nolan, how do we know that? Mimoshe ben Shnema, harfim menev hashmidem. After Klaisol did the aveir of the eagle, Hashem said, let me go and I will kill them. V'escha oischol goig otzim. And I'll make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and your family into the great nation. Says the Gemara, Afgad the boy Moshe Rechma led the Milsa Batla. Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make that. Afilacha Ukma Bezari. The bracha still came through on Moshe Rabbeinu's children. Shneba b'nei Moshe, Gershon v'Eliezer, v'nei b'nei Eliezer v'chavya ha'roish. V'nei v'chavya rov l'mala, v'tanu rov yosu, what is l'mala? The day themselves had Shishim Ribu, 600,000 people. Asya Raviya Raviya. Ksiv Hacha Rav L'Mala. It says here that they were Rav L'Mala. V'ksiv Hasa B'nai Yisrael Paro V'yishitzu V'yirbu. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha, it's here forever. Am Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Shem Ben Yochai. B'yom Shbar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Olam. From when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Lo Hay Adam Shekar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam. There was no one that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam. Until Avram came, the Kar Adon, and he called him an Adon. Shnemar, v'yam Hashem alikim, b'ma eidah kirishen. He called Hashem Adon. So I saw a beautiful story, a very famous story. There was once somebody that came to the grob. He made a siddur, and he asked the grob for haskama on the siddur. And it's known that the Gra was not an individual who gave out haskamas quickly. And here, he gave haskam immediately. So they asked him, why were you so quick to give this individual a haskama? So he said that I opened the siddur, and I saw in the siddur that a pshat, we start davening every morning with Adon Olam. Why do we start davening every morning with Adon Olam? Because Avram Avinu was the one, as we know, that was Mesaken Shachris. And Avram Avinu, our Gemara says, was the one that called the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon. And when you write a Sefer, you put your name in the front of the Sefer. So as soon as I saw that Vart, I knew that what it says in this Sefer is correct. Even if this is the only thing that's correct in the Sefer, and immediately gave Haskama on the Sefer. Continues the Gemara, Amarav, Af Daniel and Nena El Bishvil Avram. Daniel was saved because of Avram Vinu. Shenema v'at Shmael Keinu Atfilas Av Dechaval Tachnunov. V'or Panecha Amigdushecha Hashamayim Laman Adonoi. Lamancha Miboylei. He should have said Lamancha. What did he say, Laman Adonoi? Laman Avram. He asked that the Schus of Avram Shekara Adon. What was special about Avram Avinu? says the Bnei Yisachar, because Avraham Avinu paved a new way. He paved the way that a person should recognize, paved the way of Avodas Hashem. Somebody who paved that new way of Avodas Hashem deserves that we should, that people should be nan in his chus. How do we know that when somebody is angry, we discussed this earlier in the shir, how do we know when somebody is angry, we shouldn't try to calm him down? Because the pasuk says, Pane yelechu, Hashem said to Moshe, let my anger go away, v'ani chayselach. From when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no one who thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At Shabbos Leah v'hoidasa. Until Leah came and thanked him, Shenemar, as we know, when Leah named Yehuda, she said, Hapam oides Hashem. So I saw what's pshat. There was nobody that was ever makar toiv. Leah was the first one that was makar toiv. So I saw a word from Rabbi Yosef, from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. He said, all the times that we find in the Torah until this point that people thanked Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for them a neis shloi kederach ha-teva, when Noach came out of the Mabel, or other times where there were incredible nisim. Having a child is part of the way the world works. And still, Leah realized that for the everyday things we have to thank Hashem. That is what is special about that name. I saw from Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, he's known as the person that the book was written all for the boss. He says what was special was that the Haidah was steady. Yehuda carried the name of Haidah for his entire life. Reuven, continues the Gemara, what does the name Reuven represent? Amar Beleza, Amar Leia. Reuven ma bini lebein chami. Look what's the difference between my son, Reuven, and the son of my father-in-law, Esav. Dil ben chani, afgad medati zavni lebechorosai. We know that he sold the Bechorah on his own. The Ksiv, v'yimkez Bechorosai le'Yakov. As the Pasuk says, he sold the Bechorah to Yaakov. Chazumek, baby, what does the Pasuk say regarding that? V'yistam Esav as Yaakov. Esav hated Yaakov. V'ksiv yom ha'chi karishma Yaakov yakvin zepamayim. V'il b'ni, afgav da korche shakli yoysel b'churosu m'nei. It wasn't something that he wanted. It was taken from him. V'ksiv b'chala yitzui av v'nitna b'churosu b'nei Yosef. Afil achala akna. He didn't harbor any jealousy. V'ksiv v'yishma Reuven v'yetzilei miyodan. Reuven was the one that Dafka saved saved Joseph, Rus. So the Gemara wants to know, what does the name Rus mean? So I saw Mefarshim explain, what is the Gemara's question? Usually when somebody converts, they change their name. And here we see that the name Rus remained. Another pshat that I saw, not only did her name Rus remain, but even Sefer, the Megillus Rus, is called on that name. Amar B'Yochanan, you know what's so special about that name? She zochsa v'yotzmen of David. She was zoich that David Melech was her descendant. She riva la Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shiris v'hishbachis, who said so many shiris v'hishbachis on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why, says Reb Aaron Levine in his Sefer Birchas Aaron, the name of the Sefer is called Rus, because the entire Tachlis of that whole story was that there should come out David HaMelech who said Shirat Hashem. Menolan de Shmogarim. So says the Gemara, how do we know that a name makes such a difference? Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Lozad, Amar Kroh, the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, L'chu chazu mefalos Hashem, ashesham shamas baritz. Shamas means that he made devastation. Altikri shema, shamas, devastation, ala shamas. And the way the Mefarshim explain, the name that a person has is the name that's given to him when he's born, a boy or a girl. But it's min hashamayim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu puts into the mind of a parent to give this person, this boy, this name, this girl, that name. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu realizes what is the future of this child. Having a bad child in your home is yoiser, is worse than mechemes goy gemagot. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Mizmul David bevarcha b'fnei Avshalom b'noi. V'ksib esrei, David HaMelech says, Hashem, merabot sorai, rabim kamalai, v'ilgabim mechemes amoiksev, lomarik shigoyim, uluhim yagurik. Vilu, my rabbit sorai, such a strong expression of my rabbit sorai, like siv, it doesn't say there. Says the Gemara, I don't understand this pasuk. Mizmul David? The pasuk says, Mizmul David? Kinul David mi boile. It should say that David HaMelech was crying that he has his son rebel against him. Answers the Gemara, Amram Shmem Evshalom. Mashlema David Daim. Ladam Shiyotza Lov Shtar Chayv. There's a loan, a document against an individual. Kodesh Shapara. Until he pays back, he's sad. He has this pressure that he needs to pay this debt. Lach shapari, but once he pays it up, sameach, he's happy. Af came David, so too with David HaMelech. Kivin shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Hinei mekim alecha rami beisecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring upon you bad. Hayatzev, he knew that this is going to happen. And it's a terrible thing if that would happen. However, Amma, and he said, Shema Eved I Mamza, who Deloy Chayslai, maybe the one that will rebel against me is a servant or a Mamza. Kivin to have a Chayvin to Chazda Avshalom, who, once he saw it's Avshalom, Samach, he was happy. So Mepharshim don't understand. How do we understand this Gemara? What's the Mashal? So the Malbim explains that there are two types of Yisurim. The Yisurim that a person suffers because he did Averis. And the Yisurim the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on the person in order that he should do tshuva. David HaMelech didn't know why he's getting Yisurim. Is it that he should take away his Averis or they should do tshuva? When he saw it was such a horrible punishment that his son rebelled against him, he recognized that it must be because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was helping him do tshuva, and he was happy for that. So why is a taka better that it's Avshalom versus an Eved? So the Mashal says that David HaMelech incorrectly assumed that Avshalom is still his son, and Avshalom will have more rachmanos on him, which didn't actually happen. Davis Yonason from Yonason Eibshin says a beautiful pshat. He says that if a person has tzaris that are normal in the way of the world, those tzaris don't have the ability of taking away all of the person's averis. However, if a person has tzaris that are shaloi kedarcha teva, that are completely impossible to understand, then he'll have kaparas avoinus. A son rebelling against a father is so unbelievable that David HaMelech said to himself, this must be a way that I will be zoicha to full kapara. We could contend with Rishonim in this world. Those that don't follow the Torah, praise Rishoyim. Rishoyim may Torah, but those that follow the Torah, Yizgru Bom, contend with them. Tanya Mehocher, but the story by Moson Oimer, Mutal Skars, Rishoyim by Elam Hazar, Shnema, Oizve Torah, Yahal Rosha, Vim Loch Shechadim Loimer. But if somebody will whisper to you and say, Vixiv Alta Schach Bemereim, Alta Kana, Boy Se Avla, Omele Misha Loibe Noitvikain, somebody who's concerned that he's a Balavera, and therefore he doesn't have Schusim, says it. El al teschach b'mereim. What's pshat in the pasuk? Lias k'mereim. Don't be like them. At the kanabais avla, lias kais avla. V'omer, and indeed the pasuk says, ayikana lipcha b'chatoim. Don't be jealous of people who do avera. Can be yiras Hashem kol hayoyim. Any v'omer Rav Yitzchak. Emrisa Rosha Shabbos achakus loy. If you see a Rosha who's being successful, al teskarba. Don't start up with him. Shnam yichil d'rocha b'chol eis. He'll always be successful. He'll be victorious in judgment. Shnemar, Marai Mishpata Menegdoi. Vlayad Shroi Btsarv. He is able to prevail over his enemies. Shnem Kol Tsroi Yufichbem. He could blow away at his enemies. Lekasha. Hava Mila the day. You're not allowed to antagonize the Rishoyim when it's for your own personal fear. Stay away from them. Hava Mila the Shmaya. When it comes to Mila Shmaya, don't take the attitude that I'm scared of the Rishoyim. Don't let them get away with it. If you see that the Rosh is being successful, stay away. Then you could start up with him. A tzaddik gomer could go against Rosh. Why do you look at these people who rebel against Hashem? Tachrish, why are you quiet? Bala Rosh Tzadik Bimena. V'chi Rosh Baila Tzadik. How does the Rosh swallow the Tzadik? V'ksiv, the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yezvena biyodei. Hashem won't let the Tzadik fall in the hands of the Rishoyim. V'ksiv, and the Pasuk says, lo yuna l'tzadik kolavin. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu won't let anything bad happen to the Tzadik. El Tzadik Bimena Ubeleya. The Rosh is able to prevail over somebody who's a greater Tzadik than him. However, Tzadik Gomer ain't a Beleya. V'bayis Eima. Like we said earlier, Shom Sachekesloi, if we see that the tzaddik is that the Rosh is being particularly successful, then everything is different. As we discussed this in our previous shir, says the Gemara, Oivav Naflo Tachlov, his enemies will fall. Shinama Vasamti Mokam Am Yisrael, Natata Vishach and Tachtav, Vlayugozoi, Vlaysifa Bnei Avla. Because he has a mokum kavua. So yesterday we spoke about a mokum kavua in a shul. And I saw that the Netziv in a sefer Meroime Soda says that a person, when he builds his home, when he sets up his home, should have a mokum kavua even in his home where he always learns. Because our Gemara, as yesterday's Gemara, teaches us the importance of a mokum kavua. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna asked the question, Ksivla noisoi, they won't be able to torment us. Ksivla chaloisoi, they won't be able to destroy us. Betchila, says the Pasuk, when the Beis HaMikdash was first built, that the Pasuk says they couldn't start up with ourselves. B'soif chaloisoi, they can't destroy us. V'am Rav Yaakov Shem Rav Shem Ben Yochai. G'doy l'shemusha shal Torah yoyseh melamudai. Attending, learning from a person's behavior is either greater than learning. The Pasuk doesn't say that he studied. Ella, what does the Pasuk say? Yotzak, he worked by him. He learned, and as I saw the Mefarshim explain, Elisha did learn by him. But even though Elisha learned by him, he recognized that he gained much more from attending him than learning from him.